And how much money do you think need an international student per month?
I would say a student needs like 900 euros per month, but it's like 750 is a must. Because in Hannover, I think the rent is like between 300 to 350. And then you'll have to pay an insurance of like 150 euros. That itself is like 500 euros. And then for the food expense, is like a basic is like 150 euros. And then you have extra expenses. So I think 750 is a must. And 900 is like a need.
Talk to me.
Hello and welcome to Leibniz Uni Insights, the podcast about studying at the Leibniz University in Hannover, Germany. Are you considering studying at the Leibniz University, or are you already in the middle of your studies? Then this is the place to find insights, information, tips, and real-life experiences straight from the source. Hello and welcome to Leibniz Uni Insights. Today's episode is about study financing for international students. And as always, I'm not alone. I have guests. Do you want to introduce yourself? So what are you studying and in which semesters are you?
Hello, my name is Anne Maria Jason. I'm currently in my fourth semester in my master's in physics. I'm a student assistant at University Internationalis office.
Who are you?
And my name is Javier Bocanegra. I'm doing my master's in quantum engineering, currently on my first semester, and I come from Guatemala. But yeah, and I like to get involved a bit with like international students and like the students groups and such. So I'm very, very happy to be here.
And how did you come to Hannover?
So my first question was like, which country to choose? And then I chose Germany because I come from a physics field. And Germany is famous and renowned for this physics background. And then the question was like affordability, if I'll be able to afford the expenses. And I finally chose Germany was one of that country that I can afford. And once I chose Germany, it was a question of which city. And Hannover University, I mean like Leibniz University was the first acceptance letter. So the university which gave me the first acceptance letter. So that's how I chose Hannover. And then I began to inquire about the job opportunities here in Hannover and the other universities which I got. And then I thought, like, okay, Hannover gives me, like, more job opportunities. And then finally I selected Hannover.
What about you?
It's very similar as well. But, like, I knew that I was going to come to Germany because in Guatemala I started in a German school. So I learned a lot of German there and I get to learn a bit of about the culture as well. So I was very familiar with it, so I was really looking forward to coming to Germany, but I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do. But I did then my bachelor's in physics, and then for my master's I wasn't sure what exactly I was going to do. But between picking physics or doing optical technologies or something like quantum engineering, I finally chose quantum engineering because I saw the program in Hannover. And I saw that it had like a really interesting program and a lot of things that I really like to do, like working with optics and lasers. Mm-hmm. So between like a couple other options, Hannover was really the best option for me. So I picked it and they were very, like, very happy to have me here. So, yeah.
And what financial expectations did you have when you came here? Did you inform yourself about the cost you would face beforehand?
Yes, I had researched about the expenses which I would have. I was researching on the rent, the health insurance, the food expenses I could have, then the basic like expenses which I personally would have. But I underestimated certain expenses like church tax, then radio tax, which I've never heard in my country. So that was like something new and surprising when I came here.
Yeah, so I have a couple of friends that were already living here in Germany. So I had some idea about what to expect from living here. I already knew that I would need, like, for example, well, for my particular case, I had to get like something called like a Sparkonto, which is like a blocked account that you have to finance. And from that, I knew that basically, well, that was like a big amount of money, but I knew that with that, it had to suffice for my living expenses here. But that was mainly my way of financing, besides doing maybe like some freelance work to get some little extra cash to make like the balances work.
And how much money do you think need an international student per month?
I would say a student needs like 900 euros per month, but it's like 750 is a must. Because in Hannover, I think the rent is like between 300 to 350. And then you'll have to pay an insurance of like 150 euros. That itself is like 500 euros. And then for the food expense, is like a basic is like 150 euros. And then you have extra expenses. So I think 750 is a must. And 900 is like a need.
Yeah, I would basically agree with that. Because like on like taking that into account, but also, for example, in January, where you have to pay like the matriculation for the university, like for the semester fee, that was like something that can really move your balances around and make you have to work things out from another way. And also, like, for example, when you have to give the deposit for the apartment, it can also change a lot of the accounting and balances from, well, from your expenses. So it's something that you have to also be prepared for. So even though some months may be like maybe 700, some of them will be maybe more like 1,000 or something similar like that.
And what surprised you the most about the costs? And what was the most challenging in the beginning for you?
Yeah, the challenging part was the increasing rent and health insurance, because that was not in my calculation. So that is a challenge for me. Yeah.
And what about you?
Yeah, something that really surprised me is the health insurance, because it's like around 150. I'm paying for a specific one that is 144, but that's like a must, and you also need it for like the application letter, and that's like something you really have to get, and that's like a really big part of your expenses. If you're like if you're expecting about 1,000 euros per month, that's already more than 10% of your total income. So that was like really surprising, because like, for example, in Guatemala, I didn't really bother with something like that. But here is something from your requirements that you have to use here. So that was really surprising for me, as well as the radio tax, because there's it's like very specific. And like, for example, even though you may not have like a radio or a TV, everyone has to pay for that.
Yeah.
I've heard that it's very, very interesting. Yeah.
And for the visa, international students needs a blocked account with like 12,000 euros. Can you explain that?
Yes. So when I came, it was like 10,000 and something euros. So basically around 11,000 euros. Mm-hmm. And now it's raised to 12,000 euros. So it's like increasing. The basic idea of this blocked account is that you won't be dependent on the host country, and you will be able to manage your living expenses like rent, your health insurance, your food and extras within this money during the initial year. And yeah, so that's the mechanism of the blocked account. But once you get a job, you don't have to completely rely on this blocked account. That's what I did personally. Yeah.
Yeah, so I basically had to do the same thing. I mean, you can also, if you get here with a scholarship, you also have to make sure that it costs, like it covers the, like the specific amount I had to get was 992 euros per month. For a total of 12 months, like for a year, so it was almost 12,000 euros. Mm-hmm. And depending on the company that gives you the blocked account, they may charge a little bit because of the working fees and stuff like that. So it was like around 12,000 and something. But if you get a scholarship, you don't have to cover the entire thing. But for me, I had to do it like that. So yeah, that's basically how it works.
And how are you currently financing your studies?
Right now, because I'm still in my first semester, so I still have like halfway through my blocked account. But something else that I've been doing to not completely rely on my blocked account is to do like some freelance working, like for some tech company doing some coding work. Mm-hmm. That also, like, it's not enough to finance myself for like an entire month, but that's enough to cover some unexpected costs. So that's basically what I've been doing.
So I'm financing from my job. So I'm doing a part-time and a mini job. And also I have few savings from the jobs which I have already done. So that's what I'm doing. Currently, I don't have any blocked account. So, yes.
You already told me that you have a part-time job. How easy was it to find one here?
It was quite difficult. I was a little bit blissful in that case, because once I came here, I got a lot of offers from different companies. So it was difficult for me to choose, but it's not the case with my friends. I've heard that it is currently difficult to find a job because there's a lot of students and it's really competitive. So, yeah, it's competitive.
Yeah, I'm also looking for a job. I have been doing, because in physics, I'm trying to get also like a student position for working in some of the laboratories. And I've known already some people, but right now we're looking into if I can start maybe in April, because I really want to start, because once I do it, I don't have to worry about the blocked account and everything. Because if I don't have it for like at the end of the period of like the 1 year for my blocked account, I would have to finance it again with a blocked account. And that's like a huge sum of amount that is really not easy to get. Yeah. So having like a part-time job, that's definitely the best way to finance it.
And do you receive support from your families?
Initially, in the first year, because since I had a block account, yes, I had a support from my family. But currently, I'm financing myself.
Yeah, I received a lot of support from my family for the blocked account specifically. But still, for example, if like let's say some month I don't have enough for something, I may use sometimes like the credit card because I got one. And my father can sometimes help me for it, but he really doesn't really like to do it. So I really try to not depend on him because he already basically did like most of my blocked account for me. So I really don't want to rely on him anymore.
Have you applied for any scholarships?
Yes, I did. University offers a lot of scholarships, but I think it's a bit competitive, so I've not received any. But yes, I've applied for a lot.
Yeah, I applied for one like last year, but I didn't really get it because I still had to get my bachelor's degree. And at that point, I really didn't have it already, so I couldn't really apply for it. But this semester or the coming dates, I really want to apply for it because it would be like of great help. And I've seen that they have a lot of opportunities and a lot of scholarships here. So, yeah.
When the visa expired, international students need a residence permit. How does that work? Can you prove the immigration office that you can finance yourself?
So basically, as I know, there are three options. The first one is to extend your block account. So you can put like 12,000 euros again into the same account. The second option is that you can show a job which pays you like 932 or like 994 euros. I think so currently it's 994 euros. Then you get a salary of 992 euros and you have an extended contract for 1 year or like an unlimited contract along with the payslips of previous 3 months. That's the second option, which I chose. The third option is you can ask someone to sponsor you or like a family support. You can show that you have a family support, something like that. This is what I know.
Yeah, currently I haven't done that part of the process because my visa hasn't expired yet. But what I had to do is submit my documents so that I get the residence permit from here. But still, like, even though I still haven't gotten it yet because there's like a long queue and there's a lot of waiting times for that. But once I do it, yeah. So basically that's why I'm also trying to find a job because the other way would be to use again the blocked account. But that's really not an easy option for me. So yeah, you probably have more experience in that than I do.
And I know it's a sensitive topic, but were you afraid to take on a debt for your studies?
Yes, I was. I've heard from my friends who took credit cards. They are in a very huge debts. I don't know further about it because I've not inquired about that. I always try to find more scholarships, more fundings because I don't go for debts. And I always try to plan my financial status. So,
yeah, so I was also, if I couldn't get the blocked account, I was very ready to get into a lot of debt just to support myself. But thankfully, I was able to get enough money to not rely on it. But I was going to try it because, like, for example, from my country in Guatemala, like 1 euro is 10 quetzales. So it's if you're working here, I wouldn't really have that much hard time to get that money back and to pay back the loan because you get like more money here than you do in Guatemala. So it would be not really that much trouble here. Like, I mean, still having debts, it's trouble, but I knew that I would be able to get like a better job here than in Guatemala.
Do you think it's common among international students for taking out loans for financing?
I think so, yes. Because from where I come, students take like gold loans, like student education loans to fund themselves. So I think, yes, it's common.
Yeah, in my case, I don't really find it that common from the people that I know. Like, none of my friends from where I know took, like, loans to come here. But that is also depending because some of the friends I knew, they also already had, like, a European passport. Mm-hmm. So that way it's way easier because they don't need, like, a blocked account. But the ones that needed a blocked account, I didn't really hear from them getting into debt or anything like that. So it was a bit more rare in my country.
And is there something you would do differently when it comes to financing your studies if you would do it again?
Yes. I would apply for scholarship in an earlier stage. I've understood that for any scholarship or for any fundings, you'll have to search it like 1 year before. So I would definitely do that. I've never done that and I regret it now. So I would try for that.
Yeah, I think I would also try to apply for a scholarship earlier because, for example, once that I, like, there were some options that I was looking into, like, for example, the DAD scholarships. From what I've seen, like the ones specifically for my area, because it's like sciences, you cannot apply once you already started the master's here in Germany. So you can only apply for it if you're going to start it, but not if you're already enrolled. So maybe look a bit more into it. But for my case, I really didn't want to do it because I would have to have waited another year before coming here. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to get here as soon as possible.
And what advice would you give new international students before coming here?
Check on for a secure accommodation. Mm-hmm. Try to search on scholarships and fundings because most of the universities in Germany offer a lot of fundings and scholarships. So you can go through your studies without any like financial crisis. Yes.
Yeah, apply for accommodation as soon as possible. Even if you don't know if you're getting a place in university, apply for a place before that. Yeah, it was very hard to get one. I think I moved in like 2 weeks ago. I finally found a place and I've been here for like one semester. So
yeah, it's hard. Okay, then thank you so much. This was the last question. Thank you so much for being here. It was very interesting. And now we're at the end of this episode. If you have any questions left, please comment down below and bye. Thanks for watching or listening. Do you have any questions or topics you would like to suggest? Then drop them in the comments or send us an email at insights@uni-hanover.de. Don't want to miss an episode? Then follow us and subscribe to our channel. Talk to me.